Okay, so Nancy Guthrie obviously is Samantha Guthrie's mom. She's now been missing for 11 days. She's in her 80s. Nobody knows what's happened to her. She, you know, appears to have been abducted. And it's very it's hard to tell, discern from the press coverage whether they've really received credible, you know, demands or proof of life from any alleged hostage taker. Who certainly there have been opportunists who have approached and demanded mm-hmm. first one and now $6 million.
And one's already been arrested.
Wow. Yeah.
A scammer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, it's disgusting. Oh my God. I mean, awful. You're already missing your mother, and then like these scum come to the surface and, you know, try to like shake you down for money on top of it all. It's just, it's so low.
The family has said that she can't walk 50 feet. She's physically very frail. Mentally, she's all there, but she hasn't had her medication in nine days.
And it's a very important medication, right?
Yeah. To like continue living. Yeah.
So there's that question of like, whether she would even be like, you know, on at all. I mean, whether she even could still be alive let's face it. We all know the rules. The longer someone goes missing, the less likely they are to still be alive. I mean, I wonder if she just wandered off too, right? I mean, you know, no, we think she's all there, but
she couldn't walk 50 feet, they said.
Yeah. Okay. So that's not it. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's a mystery, but anyway, the thing is, I thought it was interesting that like now, you know, it gets into this issue of authentication. So the FBI is actually, I learned a lot about authentication of video and audio in my LA Times case. And the FBI sets the gold standard about how to do that, like how to determine whether, you know, when you see a videotape or an audio tape, whether you can trust it or not, and whether you could like whether it could be entered as reliable evidence in a legal case. I mean, in this case, the investigators really have their hands full, because until they catch someone, and then they're not going to really know what they have in terms of any videos or audios that they've collected. One of the big things is, for example, for the Zapruder film, the way that it was authenticated is the FBI has these standards that you can find online. They have to have the original device with which it was recorded. If you don't have that, because they compare like the magnetic imprint of the audio tape or the videotape to the original machine. Without that, it's almost impossible, really, to say that something hasn't been spliced, altered, modified,
or invented. Interesting.
That's super interesting. Like in my case, the key piece of information was an audio tape made with a micro cassette recorder back from around in 2001. You remember those, the little ones.
Sure do. I think I still have mine.
LAPD claimed, you know, they had modified the audio, but they released a digital audio, not the original. They claimed that they still had the digital, but then when the court had demanded it, they didn't have it. And then when the court said, where's the original machine? They didn't have that either. And then it was like their whole case started to fall apart. But like, you know, so authentication and enhancement are super interesting. Enhancement is totally different, where you can like find stuff buried, for example, under, let's say you get a recording of traffic noise. You can maybe hear a bullet under the traffic noise if you strip away the tracks.
I've heard, tell me if this is not true or if it's no longer true now that technology has advanced, but I've heard that the only thing that they have trouble stripping away is the sound of water running.
I had heard that too. I don't know if that's still true or not.
I wonder.
Yeah, it has something to do with the frequency.
Yeah.
If you're not really, you don't really know what a track is, it's sort of like when you're listening to like, you know, like 1960s, like the Beatles or like, the Beach Boys, stuff that's really like where the tracks are separated really clearly. And you hear the music bounce back and forth between your left and your right speaker. So it's just, that's kind of like how you can sort of imagine how this is. I wish all the best to Nancy and Samantha Guthrie.
This is just horrible, horrible. I can't even imagine it.
I mean, I don't think there's any regulatory scheme that could like make this any, you know, that could like bring, that can rein in deep fakes. I mean, I think that's just the reality of new technology. There's nothing you can do.
I watched a documentary last night about this woman. I think her name was Sybee in the UK. She was convicted of murdering. She was a nurse in the neonatal care unit in a hospital in Cheshire, I think it was. And she was convicted of murdering six babies or seven babies and attempting to murder six others. The worst serial killer in British history, convicted in 2024. And it turned out that she was completely innocent. Completely innocent. But anyway, her best friend was interviewed repeatedly through this whole documentary. And I said to the person I was watching it with, that woman is AI. That's not a real person. Because the lips didn't quite match up with the words that we were hearing.
Huh.
And at the end of the documentary, it said that the witness was an AI depiction of what the witness, you know, wanted to say in the interview. That she didn't want her voice or her image to appear on the film. So they just created this AI generated woman. Everything was AI generated. She's like sitting in her kitchen and there's a bottle of Dawn on the sink. They went to lengths to make this look like an actual human being, but this person doesn't exist. She was completely computer generated.
You know, I could live with that, John, if they said it in real time underneath, right?
Yeah.
Like if it was like, you know, AI generated, this person's not here. Yeah. Putting it at the end, though, that's
not
really
cool.
Cheating.
Not you know? Cool. Yeah.
No, it's not cool at all. Wow, we're going to see so much more of that. I mean, even back in the day when like 60 Minutes would do like the shadowed witness.
Yes.
Like, you know, like Jeffrey Wigand, right? Like,
right.
Like with a distorted voice, like,
right.
Everyone sounds like Stephen Hawking.
Yes.
And, you know, but they told you like this person's voice has been modified. Duh.
Exactly right.
No one sounds like that. But yeah. Anyway, all right. Shall we do some questions?
Yeah, let's do that.
Kat, thanks. Hi from San Diego. Can you talk about Savannah's mom's kidnapping from a CIA perspective? Is this a common occurrence? Does anything stand out to you about this case?
No, this is a very, very uncommon occurrence. You know, the kidnappings for ransom are exceedingly rare. This almost never happens. And almost all kidnappings, the FBI will tell you, have been carried out by either family members or people familiar with the family. Mm. To have a stranger kidnap someone for ransom is highly unusual. And I think that's what kind of threw everybody in this case. Like, this can't really be a kidnapping, right?
It's such a throwback.
I mean,
the most recent case I can think of, I believe it was the 1990s when a New York City businessman was kidnapped and held, I believe, for ransom by strangers just for the money. And he was held under horrific conditions. They basically buried him on the side of the West Side Highway.
Oh, my God.
And he could hear the traffic going by. And, and he could scream, but nobody could hear him. And there's no pedestrians anywhere near that area. It was in Upper Manhattan, which is kind of like a more, I wouldn't say rural, but it's definitely like undeveloped. It's like Rock Creek Park in D.C.
Right.
And, there's just parks there. And he was buried alive in this park for days. And he's lucky he survived. I don't remember how they found him. And of course, there was never, you know, I'm pretty sure the hostage takers got caught. But that was a long time ago. I can't think of anything more recent.
Yeah, I agree with you. These things are very, very rare.
Yeah,
this poor woman, though. I have a friend who's an accomplished private investigator, and I talk to him every few days. Lives he lives outside Albany, New York. But anyway, he's been doing this for decades, and he said to me yesterday, very matter of factly, he said she's dead, and she's probably been dead for days.
I would think that too. Yeah. I mean that. I hope he's wrong. Let's see. As a true crime junkie, I can't wrap my head around this. 85-year-old woman, famous daughter, hoax, real ransom. It's just all so odd.
Isn't it crazy?
Couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
I don't know what to make of it. I mean, I think I think the authorities don't either.
Yeah, I think the authorities don't either.